Ron Suskind is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author. Suskind describes Mr. Obama's speech today as a repudiation of the 1% doctrine. That's the title of one of his books. The term 1% refers to a comment once made by former Vice President Dick Cheney.
Cheney famously said, if there's a 1% chance that WMDs could fall into the hands of terrorists, we need to treat it as a certainty. And it's not about our analysis or, in a way, the rule of law. It's about our response. Obama takes direct issue with that and challenges it, I think, more forcefully than anyone has up to now, to say that the idea is rule of law. The thing to be preserved is rule of law. Without that, we are not essentially the nation that we have and the world has come to champion and prize.
Well, how did you hear Obama's words today as the president spoke of the rule of law and the Constitution as being sufficient to ensure our safety against what he said is the single toughest issue we face, meaning terrorism?
What Obama says today, and I think with real clarity, he says that the key is to focus on the flexibility, but in a way, the kind of steeliness that rule of law engenders, that the laws can work here, that they are our best method to arrive at some semblance, certainly, of justice. And Obama talks about that in the speech. What we're looking for here is for a kind of a progress, an evolution, where we can settle at a notion of justice when it comes to dealing with these individuals.
Some of what he said actually sounded very similar to some of what had been said by President Bush. And I wonder if you heard some echoes of Bush-era arguments coming from President Obama today.
Absolutely. You know, in terms of the fact that we have individuals who are not falling within the general terminology, the kind of the framing and fabric of what we have used in the past to deal with issues of war, to deal with issues of combatants, to deal, frankly, with the state-to-state dance of force and diplomacy. These are non-state actors driven by an ideology who essentially are attempting to force us, which Obama does say today, force us to act in a way that is not consistent with our character. That's al-Qaeda's plan. They can't obviously challenge a nation of the strength of the United States. Their goal is to turn us inward on ourselves and essentially have us devour our own liver, if you will, in terms of doing things that are not in our character, and in fact thereby cashier what they know is the source of real power in the world, which is moral energy and moral authority.
Where President Obama and the Bush administration seem to disagree is the area of transparency. How transparent can an American president be now in a post-9/11 world?
Obama says today, I can be only so transparent, I can only go so far in that realm. I think the difference, though, is that Obama is attempting, as he does today, to say, everything I can tell you, I will tell you, and I'll tell you it immediately. I'll also tell you the reasons that underlie actions, even if I can't offer you or splay out all of the key evidence that's classified that drives those actions. Cheney clearly went in a different direction. And if there is another attack in the future up ahead, Cheney is hoping to be able to claim causation in terms of a future attack. That is, I think, what underlies the frustration you heard in Obama's speech today and some of the, you know, some of the steely language. You know, Obama's ready for this fight. He says to Cheney, I'm commander in chief. Essentially, go fishing. Get lost. This is my show now.
Ron Suskind is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and the author of the book The 1% Doctrine, also most recently the book The Way of the World. Ron, thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure.